An additional tip when it comes to thrift stores is that really keep an eye. Well, first I want to mention, get familiar with all your thrift stores around your neighborhood, in different neighborhoods. You want to get familiar with the territory that you're working with. So, and once you do that, also recognize that different neighborhoods and different areas may have different selections. So for example, maybe the thrift stores in your area have really good furniture or electronics, you notice. But for example, a thrift store in a wealthier neighborhood or like a rich neighborhood, basically developed wealthier neighborhood or area, might have higher end items or expensive products and this and that. So basically the point is, it's different in everyone's, wherever you live, it's different for everyone. So basically the tip is, get familiar with the different thrift stores in your area and go check out all of them. So even if maybe there's a couple thrift stores 30 minutes away, go check them out just so you can get familiar with the type of stuff. So for example, for me, I know that there's one thrift store specifically. It's about 5 minutes away from me, and they are awesome with furniture. They always have awesome furniture, an awesome furniture selection that I could buy and, you know, flip for a giant profit. So I've probably spent total like over $10,000 just at thrift store over the past couple of years, and made, you know, who knows, maybe double or triple that. So get familiar with your thrift stores. Find out what each of them are, like, I guess, like, good at or carry. You never know what you're going to find at a thrift store, period. So whenever I go out to thrift stores, I try and cycle. I try and hit 3-4 thrift stores all at once. So one after another. I rarely, now when I started out flipping things, I would maybe hit up a thrift store, and, you know, you're working on a very small scale. You're not thinking in terms of massive profits, constantly, you know, cycling through things and speed. But that's why I want to teach you what took me a couple of years, you know, little things to catch on to. One is, never make a trip to one place only. So if you're going to leave your house and decide you're going to maybe hit up a thrift store to look for some deals, don't just go to one thrift store. Try and hit up several thrift stores in one trip. So for me, whenever I go decide to check out some thrift stores, I usually go up to 5 thrift stores even. So I go, usually it's just like 2 to 3 thrift stores, but that's how you really multiply your profits. I mean, because think about it, we're not in a paycheck mentality. We're not in a trade your time for money business here. This is a marketing, and basically it's just a marketing business. So if you can become an excellent marketer and know how to find deals, it doesn't matter. Like, making $500 with 45 minutes of work is completely quote unquote normal, because we're not in a business where we're trading our time, our hours for dollars. You know, it's not your typical employee type business where you go to work, punch in, I will make at least $100 off of. Okay. So that's cool and all. I just made $100 from this one thrift store trip, but if I simply drive over to 2 or 3 more thrift stores and basically visit multiple thrift stores at one time, you could easily multiply that, triple it, quadruple it. You could easily just keep stacking it up. So, and that's how you have $500 days. So basically that means you wake up, you leave your house, you hit up 3 or 4 thrift stores or pawn shops, and you buy enough inventory and you find enough deals that you're able to generate that much money. So I've included a video of me actually getting $500 worth of deals in one day. And it's probably 4 hours tops of me just, you know, leaving the house, just driving and having an awesome time. Honestly, like, I have so much fun just browsing these thrift stores and pawn shops, and the funnest thing in the world. I mean, first of all, you have complete freedom. So it could be some random Monday morning or Monday afternoon. Here you are, you know, everyone is at work. Most people are at work. And you probably have a day job too, if that's the case. I mean, you can obviously do this on the weekend or after work. But if you are maybe like a college student or someone like me who quit their full-time 9-to-5 type job, the greatest feeling in the world is just being out and about with complete freedom of your time while you know everyone else is like pretty much stuck at work. And it's just awesome. Like, you literally, you've got this giant smile on your face. You're just like completely free, you know, beautiful sunny day. You're having so much fun shopping. you're hitting up all these different stores, seeing these cool things, and you're good at what you do. You've become really good at flipping things, at determining value. You've done it so many times. And all at the same time, during all of this, you're basically getting paid to be out and about. You're getting paid to go out and have fun and shop and have all this freedom. And you're getting paid way more, potentially, than maybe an average 9-to-5er would get paid if we're talking on an hourly basis. So that is an awesome perk to it. But back to what I was saying. So once you scoped out all of your thrift stores and you're hitting up multiple thrift stores, also start to get familiar with, so here you are scoping out your territory. It's like you're ready to attack. It's almost like a plan. Like you're scouting out your territory and this and that. So once you do that, also try and go on half days. So a lot of thrift stores have a lot of discount days, half off days, and especially holidays. Holidays are massive. You can make up to $1,000 just from like a holiday sale. For example, if there's massive like type holiday discount day, you know, like, oh, President's Day, 50% off of everything store wide. You can literally hit up multiple thrift stores, you know, try and go early. That'd be better. That way you can basically get in on the deals and you can easily make $1,000 in one day just from buying the right inventory, you know, the right quantity. And on to top it all off, 50% off or 30% off, whatever the promotion is. So because these discount days, you know, if a thrift store is having half off day, that half off is basically money in your pocket. So if there's an awesome couch I see at a thrift store for $100 and it's half off and it's $50 today, that's $50 back in my pocket. So always think about it that way as well. Also coupons. Coupons are awesome. Just recently I went to a thrift store and I saw an Xbox 360 for $50 with a game and two controllers, a couple other extras. I see it for $50. And I know that I had this 20% off coupon I've had in my wallet that I've been kind of just saving for like a large purchase at this thrift store. And when I saw the Xbox, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to use this coupon. So I didn't want to just use the coupon on that one item because, you know, here you have this 20% off coupon. Instead of cutting 20% off of just one $50 item, it doesn't matter if you're spending $1,000 or $50. That 20% off is still going to apply. So if you have a coupon that you're actually going to use, try and get into the habit of only using coupons when you're doing large purchases. So either like a bunch of different items, but more importantly, when you're making a big purchase, like for example, several hundred dollars or if it's like, you know, et cetera. So yeah, I used the coupon and I bought some other stuff, but I think it brought the Xbox down. It was 20% off $50. So that discount was basically profits back in my pocket. So I'm probably going to make $60 or $70 off of it now. And yeah, I've used coupons are awesome. I've made a ton of money by using them. Another thing with thrift stores is really networking with the people who work there. So really get to know the folks who work at your thrift stores and try and develop connections, relationships, friendships with them because they can really hook you up. I've got a podcast on the power of networking that really goes into detail with getting to know the people who work at these thrift stores because they can really hook you up with discounts, good deals, and et cetera. So take advantage of that. Tools of the trade. So as far as tools go, always have your smartphone with you. Whenever you go shopping at thrift stores, always keep your smartphone with you because you're going to need your smartphone to determine value, how much something is worth. So keep your smartphone with you. Go through the four levels of determining value. And I actually included a video of me doing this in real life. There's probably going to be many more, but basically just doing it in real life on a real item. Literally, you can find out the value of almost any item in under 90 seconds by going through my four weapons of determining value. And it's awesome because that's basically, we're cutting it down into a quick system that you can quickly use to find out the value and immediately make a decision. Should I buy this or should I not? Am I going to make money on this or am I going to not? So imagine yourself at this giant thrift store just going through all these items. You know, there's money everywhere. So go into it with the eye for the deal and really run through those four levels and you'll be able to quickly see how much something is worth. And a final tip when it comes to thrift stores is be ready to, I guess, don't be afraid to spend a lot at a thrift store. Okay. You know, starting out as a flipper, you might feel hesitant. It's like this weird subconscious, like, block you might have. Let's say you see, like, a ton of deals. You see, like, several hundred dollars worth of investments of items you can buy and resell for, like, you know, who knows, triple that. You might feel like, oh, that's too much I'm spending at once. I only want to spend, like, $60 max or something. Folks, I have had days where in one day I've spent $1,300, over $1,300 on items. And it was not even something I had to think about. And the way to do that is you just have to have the courage to do it. I mean, it all comes down to, look, if you ran through your four weapons of determining value, if you know you're getting a good deal, why would you not want to spend more? For example, don't be afraid to spend a lot at a thrift store if you see awesome deals. So even if you find yourself at a thrift store, it's like, oh, the total is, you know, $600 for all this stuff. Do it. I mean, you know, you're not only make your money back, but you're going to profit off of it. I mean, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of this whole flipping business. So it's kind of like this. Would you give me $1,000 cash if I was going to give you back $1,700 cash? Give me $1,000, I'll give you $1,700 back. It's like, of course you would. You know, you're making more than what you spent. So that's the same deal with flipping. It's just kind of a side tip. Don't be afraid to spend. Don't be afraid to put down a lot of money. Obviously, you have to be smart about it. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to, you know, make sure that it's something that you can flip for a profit. But if you've got that part down, don't be afraid to go to a thrift store and drop down some serious cash. I mean, it takes courage to make money. You know, people are always like, oh, it takes money to make money. That's not true. You know, ultimately, it takes courage to make money. So have the confidence to buy. And yeah, that's all I want to say on thrift stores. Really take advantage of them. They are a gold mine for the person who wants to profit and make money flipping.